Yesterday, I walked through airport security in San Antonio and got thoroughly searched because I didn't take my shoes off. As the earnest security guard searched me, I wondered whether he realized there was a much larger security hole than the shoes of a middle-aged man in a South Texas airport. Specifically, I mean the global supply chain that feeds the American economy. Today, retailers like Walmart no longer have real warehouses, and manufacturers like General Motors don't stockpile parts for their assembly lines. They use what's called just-in-time delivery of stock and parts. They rely on a global supply chain which depends on the very prosaic yet astonishing technology called a container. These containers come in only two very precisely regulated sizes, a 20-foot length and the more common double size, which is 40 feet long. Both are 8 feet on a side in cross-section. Now, it's hard to picture their size, but consider this. You could likely store all your household goods in a 20-foot container. And although they're large, picture these containers being handed off like footballs. Those coming from Asia, for example, stop in nearly 20 ports before arriving here. They move very quickly because that's how the shippers make money. One 40-foot container filled with shoes costs about $5,700 to travel from California to Belfast. That may seem like a lot, but a 40-foot container holds precisely 12,384 shoeboxes, enough for a new pair of shoes every day for 24 years. This, of course, is only one container on a ship that holds up to 3,000. Some 16 million containers travel around the world carrying 90% of the world's traded cargo. About 9 million arrive in the U.S. via our ports or over our borders by truck and train. In that astonishingly large number lies the security problem. With containers coming from all corners of the world, a terrorist could hide something like a dirty nuclear bomb. To search one of these containers takes three workers about 5 hours, which makes it impossible to control the millions that go through our ports. In a few ports, we have X-ray equipment that scans a container in 15 seconds, but only 4% are searched this way. To install this technology in every port would cost $500 billion. So our only countermeasures are to develop cheaper methods to detect the contents and also to require 24-hour notice of the container's load and its route. This would allow the U.S. to flag certain ones for special scrutiny. So if we think that the 9/11 terrorist attacks, which shut down our air travel system, stopped the country, think what would happen if the global supply chain, all those container ships, stopped moving for even a day. In short order, the Walmart shelves would empty, and the assembly lines would halt.